Welcome back to the Wake Up Call on Sports Country, joined by Dan Zampano. Dan, an assignment reporter, occasional anchor for Connecticut Sports Now on Vantage TV, also does some work on high school basketball and football for WCNX Radio. Hi, Dan. Glad to have you on Sports Country this morning. We're going to talk a little NFL draft. You ready?
Oh, finally. I mean, that's the start of the NFL season pretty much. But I wanted to I didn't know we were going to talk about the draft. I thought we were going to talk about the giant spider that was hanging from your ceiling, like the big 1,600-year-old spider.
Yeah, yeah. No, that thing's gone. I do not allow them to stick around long. Well, look, let's start off talking about. By the way, Dan also has a podcast called Football Is Life. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Football Is Life podcast. It's been a little bit on hiatus for a little bit of time, but it will be back I don't really know when it's going to be back, to be honest. I know in a short time it will be back.
Glad to hear it. Well, look, let's start off with the first pick in the draft. The opinions are kind of mixed on the Browns taking Baker Mayfield, the quarterback from Oklahoma. There are some who say that he was only the third or best quarterback in the draft and that Cleveland just blew another first-round pick. Where do you come down on it?
I had Baker Mayfield ranked as probably the fourth best quarterback in the draft when I was just assessing it. Look, Baker Mayfield is a controversial character, obviously, but he did perform really well. There's a reason he won the Heisman last year. He had ridiculous games in Big 12 competition. And the thing about Baker is that I think people get really excited about him and his mobility and his ability to get outside the pocket and just make plays. And he did do a lot of that. One of the things, though, that I didn't like was he kind of has not really the best of footwork. Mm-hmm. His style in college, they played a college-style offense. They played in the Big 12, which literally has no defense.
Right.
And he also, I think it's going to be difficult for him with his size to transition to the NFL speed, the NFL style of defense. Now, we've seen it before with Breeze and with Russell Wilson and guys like that. Those are his comparables. But we've also seen guys like Johnny Manziel come in and just blow themselves up, especially guys with egos. So for me, I thought it was a mistake by Cleveland. I thought it was actually pretty silly with a lot of the other guys, like the Josh Allens and the Darnolds and the Rosens, who – look, these other guys, I really do think are NFL ready. They have the frames, and they have the arm strength. Obviously, Allen does. And there's a lot of different stuff about each one of them. But in general, the four quarterbacks, the top four, are very similar. It's just Baker with his undersized ability and his college style play in quarterback. I didn't see why they would do that at the end of the day.
Well, locally, with the New York Giants, I personally thought the pick of Saquon Barkley was a good one. He's big, he's quick, he's strong as heck. But there's a lot of people that say, you know, that may be, but to use the number two pick on him, not a good move, especially when you have a 37-year-old quarterback in Eli Manning who appears to have his better days behind him. And a lot of people felt that maybe he should have – that's where Sam Darnold should have been drafted in that spot by the New York Giants. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that was an excellent pick. I think Saquon Barkley was the best prospect in this draft. I mean, I don't think it's even close. I mean, the guy has – pass catching ability. He's strong. He's quick. He's fast. He's elusive. He's obviously the best running back top prospect since Ezekiel Elliott came out a couple of years ago and went to Dallas. Mm-hmm. The Giants did address quarterback in this draft. They did go out and get the kid out of Richmond,
right?
Kyle Auletta, who is a really actually talented. I think Belichick was actually looking at him possibly to come to New England, but the Giants snagged him, I think, in the third round. And the kid actually does a really good job progressing his eyes, progressing in his routes. But I think they addressed everything they need. I thought Saquon Barkley was a really good pick for them. They haven't had a running back, an actual running back, since Tiki Barber. And even Tiki Barber had, you know, would have popcorn before.
That's a long time ago.
Fumble everything. Exactly, exactly. And the other thing they did, which I thought was really smart, and in fact, I think the Giants had one of the best drafts, is they drafted a kid, Will Hernandez, out of UTEP, an offensive guard who was just lifting dudes at UTEP. And I know UTEP, I don't even think they won a game last year.
Right.
But this kid is a special, special talent, rated very highly, and I think he actually fell very far to the second round where the Giants were able to snag him. So as far as Saquon Barkley goes, I think that's a great fill for them. I think the guard, they needed help in the offensive line. They went out and got Nate Solder. They went out and got this kid out of UTEP in that draft. And they may have a quarterback in the future, possibly, in Kyle Auletta from Richmond. I think the Giants had one of the best drafts of the weekend, to be honest with you.
Well, now, for the first time in in quite a while, the New York Jets seem to have finally made the right choice in the first round when they got Sam Darnold. I mean, you know, that's kind of always been the joke, is how are the Jets going to screw it up this year? I think it's awful hard to say they screwed anything up by taking Darnold out of USC.
Yeah, I know a lot of Jets fans that actually were not happy about it.
Really?
Really wanted Josh Allen.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And, you know, I really thought that Sam Darnold was going to be the Jets quarterback all along. I mean, I did in the past, you know, the past year, you know, he's been talked about as obviously the top prospect coming out of college for a long time. And I think a lot of people, for some ungodly reason, you know, the Browns got scared out of that, and they wanted Baker, they wanted the flash, they wanted the big arm and Josh Allen. Darnold, to me, I still had Darnold actually ranked number three as the quarterback. I just thought Josh Rosen and Josh Allen had just a couple of qualities that I liked a little better. But Sam Darnold, to me, is the most clean. He doesn't have any attitude problems. He's quiet. He's a leader on the field.
Right.
The one thing about Darnold that Jets fans are probably, some Jets fans are probably concerned about is that turnover ratio. I mean, there were times in college that he really turned the ball over a lot. He was lazy, holding the ball out with one hand on the run, and sometimes would be lazy with his footwork. But Sam Darnold is probably the most polished, the best-looking quarterback. I mean, the guy looks like a quarterback. You build a robot and say, I'm going to build a quarterback. He's the dude. Like, he's Southern California. I mean, it doesn't get much better for them. Now, how's he going to adjust back going to the East Coast? Like, you know, I mean, some people, you know, worry about that. I don't think so. I think Sam Darnold is probably going to be a starter for the Jets for a long time. And I think if they surround him with a team, now they got Darnold, they got their quarterback, they got their guy, but they need to surround him with receivers that aren't going to go out and get arrested and try to beat up cops. I mean, that's just, you know, that's what the Jets kind of need to do. So, a good move by Mike Maccagnan. They didn't really do anything else in the draft that was, you know, over the moon amazing or over the moon horrible. But, you know, this is what the Jets needed to do, and they got it done. I think they'll benefit a lot from having the kid.
I do. Do you think they throw Darnold to the Wolves right away?
That's such a good question because, you know, who are the other quarterbacks? Josh McCown,
right,
who's like 100, and Teddy Bridgewater, who like has a body of an 100-year-old.
Right.
So, you know, it's tough to judge. To me, it's, who knows? I would say probably if you're going to put a gun to my head that McCown probably starts the year and then we'll see.
Okay.
But and I'm sure they'll be screaming for him in week two. But, you know, he's good enough to develop and probably start next year.
Okay.
Or this year.
All right.
So that's where I see it.
Well, now closer to home and closer to your heart, the Patriots had two first-round picks, and they took two guys out of Georgia.
And, yes, they did.
And you know, now Isaiah Wynn was their first pick. You know, and I don't have a problem with that. I actually thought that addresses a need for them.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, no question. I do think that.
But the second,
the other pick.
Yes, the second pick. Yeah. Yes, the second pick that I didn't understand.
Yeah, you got me. I mean, that's Isaiah Wynn. Now, Isaiah Wynn was one of just, if you watched him play for Georgia, if you watched him play against Oklahoma or Alabama or Notre Dame last year, he's a dude that moves bodies out of the way. Like,
right.
He's just, you want that dude in front of you if you're a running back.
Right.
I was so excited. I was actually excited. I think I tweeted out right before they picked him, I would take Isaiah Wynn here if they have him, and they did. And, you know, obviously people are looking at that defense and saying, you know, oh my God, this defense sucks.
Well,
we need linebackers
and that
secondary.
But that's where the second pick of taking a running back really surprised me when you need defense so badly, you know, to take a running back in that second pick mystified me. And it seemed like a very un-Belichick kind of move to me.
In a way, yes. Now, I would say this about Sonny Michel. He's awesome. He's one of the best running backs in college football last year. But there are like 100 Sonny Michels
right.
you can go out and get in
exactly.
the second round. I mean, and the third round. You know, it's way too high at the end of the first round to take a running back like that. I mean, when you have so much needs, basically what happened was with the Patriots had that 23rd pick. I have no doubt in my mind that they would have taken Rashawn Evans out of Alabama, the linebacker.
Right.
However, Detroit traded their pick to Tennessee. Tennessee snuck right in front of them, the pick in front of them, and took Rashawn Evans.
Right.
I really think the Patriots probably would have taken him.
Okay.
So they stuck to their board. They went with Isaiah Wynn, and at the end of the first round, I thought they could have grabbed Harold Landry, a really good linebacker out of Boston College, and it ended up they took a running back, which shocked everybody. And you know, Josh McDaniels was kind of involved this year in the draft process,
okay.
and because that's how they got him to stay. That's how they got him to stay away from the Colts, and they nabbed him back. Is that he was going to be part of free agency? He was going to be doing some general manager work with them, and he was involved with the draft process this year with Casario and all the other guys.
Okay,
and that sounds like a McDaniels thing to me more than a Belichick thing to me. Now they did. They did go out and get linebackers in the fifth round and the sixth rounds, but this draft for them was about draft picks for next year.
Right.
I mean, they traded so many picks for next year. They have 12 draft picks.
Yeah, I got dizzy trying to keep up with all the trading that they were doing, and it was nuts.
They were wheeling and dealing left and right with the Eagles, with the Bears, with so many other teams. I mean, it was mind-boggling. So next year, now they have the draft capital, and you got to think that next year is probably the year they actually draft a quarterback that's actually going to play, not Danny Etling out of LSU.
You led right into my next question because, I mean, were you at all surprised they didn't take a quarterback this year? I mean, look, Tom Brady's 112 years old, and as much as we all love Tom Brady, we know that there's going to come a day when he's not going to be able to get it done anymore, and Danny Etling out of LSU is not the guy.
No, he's not the guy. But Tom Brady is an 112-year-old that just won an MVP and threw 500 yards in the Super Bowl.
Granted.
So, I mean, yeah, that's I guess, would be the counter-argument. But, I mean, it's just, I don't think that Danny Etling is the guy. I think having those draft picks, they have to next year be able to assemble young talent, young, but they did it with the offensive line. There's so many young guys on the offensive line now. And the other thing that they did as well, don't forget, is that they traded a couple of picks for that tackle out of San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
who's been starting in the league for a while. They
right.
traded for a left tackle, Trey Brown.
Yep.
So that was, you know, and Brown is a 6'8", like 300-pounder, instead of Isaiah Wynn at 6'2", like 300 pounds. So the Patriots still are building for the future. And to be honest with you, if you really want to know the truth, in my opinion of it, I think that the reason why they did a lot of that stuff is because this year or next year is probably Bill Belichick's last year in New England. I really believe that. I think that he wants to leave the team with a lot of stock and leave it in good hands with McDaniels. That's my theory. Like, I know, like, they're probably peddling things. But I really do believe that Bill Belichick is at the end of the rope here.
I don't think that it's that far-fetched. And I also begin to wonder, with a lot of rumblings that you're hearing, that you almost wonder, Dan, if the Belichick style isn't beginning to lose its luster in New England and that people are kind of just getting tired of it a little bit with the surliness with the media and everything else and the dictatorial stuff that goes on around that team. You almost wonder if maybe it just has reached its limit. You know,
Yeah, definitely. With Malcolm Butler, the Malcolm Butler thing kind of started this.
Yeah.
You know, people, you could see people on Instagram, like some of the former players and some of the current players even, supporting some of the things that Malcolm Butler had said. And, you know, that's interesting that they're openly defying Bill Belichick. Like,
right.
this is Bill Belichick.
You never
like,
see
you
that.
Don't do
yeah.
that.
Right,
and,
right.
You know?
Well, look, a couple of quick things before I let you go. A couple of strange things. I thought it was strange that Josh Allen fell all the way to 7. Now, having said that, I like Allen, and I watched him play quite a bit. My concern with Allen, he's got a great arm, but I don't. My concern with him is his accuracy, and I wonder. I mean, the one good thing is that he played at Wyoming, so you got to think Wyoming to Buffalo ain't exactly a huge. That's not a great. You know, that's not that far different. And to have somebody that played in Wyoming to have to play in a bad weather situation in Buffalo, that actually might be the best quarterback fit for them just because he's used to playing in that kind of weather.
I think that the Josh Allen inaccuracy thing is a smokescreen.
Really?
I really do.
Okay.
He threw 56% in college. You know who else threw 56% in college? Matt Stafford.
Okay.
Right. And he went number one overall.
Right.
I mean, that's I don't buy it. I think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the draft.
Okay.
I really do. And not just because of his arm strength. If you've watched his tape and see the throws that he makes on the run, it's utterly ridiculous how accurate some of those throws are. Now, yes, he was inaccurate at times, no question about it. But, I mean, Buffalo, it doesn't get much better than having Bills Mafia have Josh Allen. I mean, that's just like that when he comes to – when New England comes to Buffalo next year, it might be the most electric atmosphere of any game because it's going to be on a Monday night on Halloween.
Oh, wow.
And that's just going to be wild.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So I think Josh Allen is, without a doubt, probably to me, I think he is the next Matt Stafford, the next Ben Roethlisberger. And they talk about, like, fingertip speed and all this crazy stuff. The dude was throwing 90-yard balls at his pro day. 90-yard balls.
Right.
I mean, that's just insane. So I love the pick. I love the pick. They might have overpaid a little bit for what they gave up, but they had the draft capital to do it. And then they went out and got Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker at Virginia Tech, in the middle of the first round, which was awesome.
Yep.
So
yeah,
Buffalo,
no question.
Really did well.
They had a good draft. Maybe to me, the boneheaded move of the first round, I didn't understand, and I still don't understand, the New Orleans Saints trading up to take a defensive end, Marcus Davenport, out of Texas San Antonio. Didn't understand that at all. Also didn't understand how they didn't draft a quarterback. Again, they've got Drew Brees, but Drew Brees is 40 years old. And at some point, you know, they didn't take a quarterback the entire draft. So not only do you trade up to take a Marcus Davenport, I still don't get that. You trade up to take that guy, and then you don't draft a quarterback, which is a need you're going to have in the next year or two. There was a question whether Brees was even coming back this year. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what the Saints are thinking, but I think they blew it, quite frankly.
They screwed up. They screwed up royally. And not only – it wasn't just that they traded up 13 spots to go get a defensive end. It's that they traded up 13 spots to get a defensive end and gave up next year's first-round pick to do it, right. I mean, that is insane. I mean – I get it. Marcus Davenport was a highly rated defensive end.
He better be a Hall of Famer.
Quite good. He's had it, but exactly. He better be Von Miller.
Right.
I mean, he better be that quality of defensive end. If you're putting all your chips on that, because that was a boneheaded move, and I thought it was a great move by the Packers.
Right.
To do what they did, they got a steal for that. But New Orleans, and everybody's thinking, okay, for Mark Jackson, here he is. Like, this is where it's going to happen.
Right.
And it just, they totally just dropped the ball and they gave up a lot. So, you know, they have a lot of explaining to do if they drop off this year, no question about it.
My favorite moment of the first round, Josh Rosen gets picked and then proceeds to tell everybody that 9 mistakes were made ahead of him. Honest to God, I just laughed out loud. That was one of my favorite things of the entire first round. Now, look, you look up brazen in the dictionary, and Josh Rosen's picture is there. And the kid is talented, but, you know, and there's one thing, you know, you want to be self-assured, but my goodness, is that really how you want to start your NFL career, that 9 mistakes are made ahead of me?
Yeah, I think talk is cheap, Josh. but I want to see you do it on the field. But he couldn't have gone to a better situation.
Agreed.
I mean,
agreed.
I think him falling was a blessing in disguise because he is really good. I had him number 2 on my prospect list for quarterback. He can make every throw. He's going to go play with probably the greatest receiver of our generation, and Larry Fitzgerald. He's got a good defense behind him with a lot of talent, even though they just lost their safety, Matthew. But they still have a ton. And he's going to a new coach, so it's not like he has to like go to play Bruce Arians, and Arians is on the hot seat.
Right, right.
You know, everything is new in Arizona. And I think they found their quarterback. I really do. I think that's a good quarterback, but gosh almighty. I mean, to me, I kind of like it because he is annoyed. Like, he really didn't have anything wrong with his tape. And it's nice, kind of almost refreshing to see somebody like be like, this is like, why am I being told that I'm the fourth best quarterback in this draft when I'm probably the best tape and, you know, the best, I'm probably the best prospect here. And a lot of people think he is, and he's the most NFL ready, but, you know, just go out and play.
Well,
on the field if you want to.
You know, if he doesn't perform, you can just imagine the signs and the taunts that he's going to get from the fans around the league. So he is he has set himself up for a beating if he does not perform right out of the gate.
So. Yeah, with that Rams defensive line, I'm sure they'll be coming after him pretty often.
Well, Dan, listen, thanks very much for being so good and following the draft. And I enjoyed following you on Twitter, by the way, while the draft was going on. And you were right.
Yes, me losing my mind over Belichick's picks. Yeah.
Well, it's enjoyable. Well, look, we'll get you back on later in the year to talk more about the NFL. And also, as big a Yankee fan as you are, we'll get you on to talk about those idiots as well. But for now, thanks for
The idiots that have won 9 in a row.
All right, Dan Zapano, thanks for joining us here on Sports Country, and we'll talk to you along the way.
All right, thanks, Gene. You have a good thing going, so I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.